So what was it like working with Justice Scalia?
It was a supremely intellectually challenging experience. Being able to observe a mind like that at work is really an amazing thing. And he kept us on our toes.
What was he like as a person in the time that you got to know him?
He's fairly gregarious, great sense of humor. As a boss, had very high expectations of us. And he formed friendships really across ideological divides.
He was known as a conservative in a couple of ways. One was that he was a devout Catholic. What role did his faith play in his position?
I think that's hard to say. I saw a speech that he gave actually here in Philadelphia out at Villanova where he said, just like there's no Catholic way to make a hamburger, there's no Catholic way to judge a case. He said that his faith told him not to lie, so don't lie about the law, and to get it right. If there was a conflict between the requirements of his faith and the requirements of his job, he said that he would resign.
He was also known as an originalist. What does that mean?
An originalist looks to apply the original law of the Constitution. An originalist will look to the original meaning, not try to be swayed by what's happened over time.
Now, some of the other justices have slightly differing views and view the Constitution as a little bit more malleable or something that evolves over time, or the interpretation of it evolves over time. What were his relationships with his peers like?
In a small institution like the Supreme Court, where you have nine justices, the personal relationships turn out to be important. These are not the acrimonious relationships that you might expect, given some of the back and forth that you see in the opinions. He certainly was a pull-no-punches kind of writer, but that didn't stop him from forming very close personal friendships with the other justices. There is a lot that gets done at the court that you don't read about in the newspapers, right? That doesn't make these controversial 5-4 decisions. They are a set of lawyers working through legal problems, and they do it in a conference where they sit around a table and they go in a certain order. And it's very important that the relationships be maintained.
When you think of him, is there a story that comes to mind, something that sort of embodies what it was like?
Well, I'll give you two. Yeah. One's in the workplace, and that was our very first meeting with when all four law clerks are there, and we're meeting with him to go over kind of expectations about the job. I remember he impressed on us the importance of confidentiality and how we would never have a job if he had anything to do with it, if we ever leaked anything. And, you know, that brought – whenever there's a leak or something like that, I always think, well, they didn't get the talk that we got. On the personal side, we had – my wife and I had a baby that was born the year I was clerking for him, and we weren't comfortable leaving her with a babysitter. So we went over to dinner at his house, and we thought, well, he's got nine kids. Maybe we can bring one. And sure enough, I always tell my daughter, there you were, passed out in a onesie on Justice Scalia's living room, and the conversation just went on as if it's totally normal. He was a family man. He was very interested in his clerks' families, and you know, that's something that stands out to me now.
Kevin, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Kevin Walsh is professor of law at the University of Richmond and former clerk to Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. He's one of three of the late justice's former law clerks who will be speaking at the National Constitution Center this evening at 6:30.